The views and opinions expressed by Brock and Hunter are ridiculous and should not be heard by anyone. WIRX denies any responsibility for anything that happens over the next 4 hours. Let's start the show.
Hey, it's Friday.
It's been a long week.
What do you got planned for the weekend?
Not a thing.
What are you going to do?
I think I'm going to stay home.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
Are you mocking me?
That's the day 10-4.
Oh, really?
What are your plans?
We're going to party like it's 1999.
Okay, we need to look at the calendar.
No, we don't.
I need a drink. Where's the booze?
Hey! It sounds interesting to me.
Hey! Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Hey!
They're not children, they're not adults, they're animals. Filthy, wild animals.
Oh my God, we did it.
Oh my God. Ah, I'm so happy. Oh my God, I'm so happy.
Good morning. It's Brock, it's Hunter. Hunter, are you there? Wait, hold on. Hold on, Hunter. I think you're there.
Yeah, for God's sakes.
What are you doing over there? What are you sleeping in? You bum?
No, you got to turn me on. I've been talking to you the whole time.
You're on. You've been on. I've seen your little. I think you were horsing around over there. That was the problem.
No, I kept saying, I'm like, hey, is it Friday? Is it Friday? He just kept crying and crying.
I didn't hear a single word.
For God's sakes, you're like
What'd
my
you
grandpa.
Do? You just over there. You must have been sleeping or something. If you're not ready, buddy, we can take a break, and then we can come back.
I've definitely been up. I'm wide awake, ready to do radio.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it one bit. There's no way. There's no way. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Hunter. How are you, buddy?
What's up?
Are you feeling better today than you were yesterday?
Yeah, except now I'm like stupid full from eating so much. So it's like either I'm sick and hungover or not sick and hungover, just hungover, or I'm just too full and just feel like a piece of garbage.
So let me guess, you remedied your ridiculous hangover yesterday with a lot of food.
Yeah, that's basically what I try to counteract it with yep. Bread and food and whatever.
And now
I can shovel into
you're
my
so
face.
Full, you probably ate late, didn't sleep that well, and you feel just as ugh today.
No, I slept fantastic. Yeah, that's for sure. But I kind of feel like a pot belly. Like if you touch me too hard, I'm gonna explode.
So what did we learn from this? What did we learn? We learned that you can't drink hard all day long.
Well, I think we just learned that I'm gonna feel like trash in the morning. It's just inevitable, man.
Everyone does. This mornings when you feel like trash.
Trash.
All right, buddy. Well, I hope that we get you feeling better by the end of the show. I hope if anybody else is feeling like you, they at least feel a little bit better after the show. Maybe we'll give them some nice belly laughs, help burn off some of that food, and we'll make it work. We'll make it work. Does that sound good?
That sounds good. That sounds fantastic.
You are about as excitable as a sloth right now. Okay, I guess. Whatever, man. All right. We're going to get to it. We got a busy day today. A lot of stuff coming up, so make sure you stay tuned. It's Brock and Hunter. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Don't go anywhere. Let's get it started. This is Royal Blood. We'll be back.
The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Yeah, dude. Good morning, yeah. Brock. Hunter.
What's up? Good morning.
What's up, you ass? Hold on, I gotta tune this radio just a little bit better.
Oh, yeah. I ain't liking that little thing.
It's perfect, man. The only problem is that it's run on batteries, so I gotta turn it off and turn it on. And right now, I can't get a good signal.
Like
if I move my head.
You got rechargeable double A's?
No, I do not. Dude, those are so expensive.
Yeah.
I just want to be in the studio. This is going to be... You know what? I'm going to go through batteries just because I need to have this on there. Oh, my God. It's all right. I'll turn it off and turn it on and turn it off and turn... So if there's ever a dead spot, just know it's because I turned the radio off and I was doing something and I wasn't monitoring. And that's what I'm dealing with right now. Anyway...
So I'll say it a few times during the show. Big props to my boy over here, Brock.
What?
Picked me up yesterday with a kick-ass fly fishing rod. It's very nice, very generous.
It's your birthday present. It was your birthday present. Opening of trout season is tomorrow. I mean, there's certain ones you can fish year round, but possession season and the big kickoff is tomorrow. I was actually supposed to be up north for it, but because of the lockdown and everything, the stay homes, stay safe, decided to not go up there. And we're going to do some fishing around here, but I couldn't have you have opening of trout season without your own fly rod. So, yeah, I gave you some of my old stuff, and now you're ready to go.
Yesterday, I was sending you links like, hey, I think I'm going to buy this one. I think I'm going to buy this one. You're like, nah, I got one for you, man. You hooked it up. I appreciate that.
Well, like I told you, it's that way I have an excuse now. I gifted you some of my older stuff, which now means that I can justify it to the wife to buy more stuff. So it's there just, we both benefit. We both benefit from this. We'll have to talk some fishing strategies a little bit later on in the show. We'll figure out what we're going to do here. So, all right. Stick around, folks. We got your sports. Anything to look forward to in sports today there, Hunter?
Just NFL draft, man. That's all we're going to talk about.
I totally forgot. That was yesterday. All right, we'll talk more about the NFL draft and your sports coming up in just a few. Stick around. It's the Plan B Morning Show, WIRX and WIRX.com. Rock 107 WIRX, good morning. I was horsing around. Sorry, I was horsing around over here. Good morning, everybody. It's 620. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Hey, good morning.
Let's take a look at your forecast. I say that, and of course, my forecast won't pull up. I don't know. Do you know what it's going to be today? Should we even worry about it?
I did kind of look. I think my phone said 51, cloudy, maybe some rain here and there.
I thought you were going to have some good news for us. That's terrible. That was a crap forecast. Here, I got it. Don't worry, Hunter. You were way off. It's going to be 89 degrees outside. Today we have a chance for some rain in the morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. High of 60. Tonight, low of 45. Tomorrow, cloudy. Chance for rain and a high of 52. Sunday, we got a high of 55. Some rain in there. Monday, high of 60. Then 65 by next Tuesday. So,
damn.
Yeah. Yesterday turned out to be actually a really nice day. I didn't think it was going to be that nice, but man, oh man. I mean, granted, it still rained kind of here and there, but temperature-wise, not bad. Okay, that's enough of your forecast because that was just to fill time. Let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Try a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today while you're working. You know, you're right. We're working from home. Who cares? Crack open a beer at noon. You're fine.
There you go. All right, it's Joe Burrow o'clock. We're going to talk about the NFL draft a little bit here. Cincinnati Bengals select quarterback Joe Burrow out of LSU with the first overall pick of the 2020 NFL draft. That's right. Burrow was the heavy favorite to go number one following a historic season in which he threw an NCAA record 60 touchdowns. Won a national championship and captured the Heisman Trophy. Yeah, he's probably going to go number one there, Brock. Bengals president Mike Brown, sent a letter to Burrow on Wednesday to welcome the signal caller and express his excitement about the building a championship football team with a young star for many years to come. That's what they're excited for, man. They got an awesome QB at a very young age. And teams tend to hold on to guys like that for quite some time. His career is over.
He got sent to the Bengals. You know, honestly, if you're a talented quarterback, you're almost better to go lower in the draft and get on a team that has a good starter that you can learn from.
It's crazy. And I understand why it is and why it's that way. I get it. But it's almost unfair to the prospect. It's almost unfair to the player.
It is.
He's locked in, man. And you know what? If how long has it been since the Bengals have been good? Ever?
They've never been good. They've never been like, oh my God, watch out for the Bengals. This is why I don't blame John Elway for doing what he was doing. He's like, no, I'm a talented quarterback. I don't want to go waste my talents at a team where I could get hurt. You know, it's not what I'm looking for. I feel bad for this kid. He's going to be just beat up and not have success on the Bengals. The Bengals suck.
So Andy Dalton's future in Cincinnati is now up in the air, obviously. Yeah. The Bengals reached the playoffs five times since 2011, Brock, with the quarterback. But listen to this. Haven't won a playoff game since 1990.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, wow. There you go. Joe Burrow all the way to Cincinnati from LSU, man. And you know what? This is what he said. I've seen him in interviews. He says, you know what? Where I go is where I go. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to play the best I can. I'm going to be a winning quarterback, and I'm going to bring some wins to it, to a program. So I like the guy's attitude. I like where his head's at. I think he had just accepted it quite a time ago. But you know what's, you know, it's funny? Miami did all they could to get that first pick. They were up for trades. They were trying to do things. And I almost think kind of maybe Cincinnati was like, well, damn, dude, Miami really, really wants this guy. He must be a little bit more valuable than maybe we're intending. I think Miami almost shot him in the foot, themselves in the foot there a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
But they were really trying to get Burrow. Lions got what they get, a cornerback. I did read something about Green Bay. Green Bay got somebody, Jordan Love going to the Packers. Don't know really much about him. Looks like he throws the ball. But I think the Lions fans are kind of upset. I've seen him on both sides. We don't need a cornerback. We need somebody that's going to get us to the playoffs. You know, I think I think the Lions traded away a pretty stout corner, a Pro Bowl cornerback.
There's no rhyme or reason why the Lions do what they do.
Right. I mean, come on. What do you expect, Detroit? So I don't know. So there you go, Joe Burrow to Cincinnati. That was the biggest deal of the night last night. Who was going number one? And there you go, Brock.
Perfect.
Cincinnati Bengals, Super Bowl champions, 2021.
Well, at least he had a good run in college, because it's over now, because he went to Cincinnati. Why does Ohio have two professional teams and they're both garbage? I don't get it. I don't get it. It's a garbage state teams.
Not to mention the college team is fantastic.
Yeah.
You think they get a good draw from people wanting to stay in Ohio.
Sorry, Burrow. Sorry, bud. Yeah. Enjoy wearing your orange and black.
All right. Joe who?
Yeah.
Who? That's what it's going to be, Joe who?
Yeah, who? Who's this? A poor guy? All right, there you go. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock 107, WIRX.
The Green Door in Bangor.
Rock 107, WIRX presents the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Hey, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up, kid? Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fantastically. I need a little bit more caffeine. Got to go give myself another bubbling, effervescent libation before too long here. But otherwise, bubbling. I'm good. I'm ready to go. It's Friday. We made it to the weekend. Feeling good. I got some projects I'm going to work on this weekend. So, yeah.
Does it really matter, though? Does it really matter that it's Friday for some of us? I mean,
maybe not.
A lot of people say, yeah, it's Friday. And I'm over here like, it's Friday every day for me.
It feels like it. Honestly,
it does, though.
That's the dangerous part, is because you can finish up work and then it feels like, oh, my God, it's Friday. But really, it's only Tuesday. And then you got to work tomorrow, the next day, if you have to work. And it's a vicious cycle that we're in right now. So I honestly don't know. I don't know what day it is. I think it's Friday.
So you're back in the living room.
Yep.
You were in the studio yesterday because you had problems with the radio. You couldn't monitor the station, so you're back. So now are you trying to get back into routine from going back to the studio? I mean, are you confused?
Luckily, one day didn't throw me off that much. I think I'm going to be all right. It was easier actually hopping back in here than it was going to the studio for a day, because I had to remember, like, oh, yeah, this is over here. I got to use this over here. So, which is surprising because I've been in the studio for 4 years. You know, you think it'd be just, like, right there. But it's amazing how quick, you know, your brain kind of latches on to that new routine. I don't want to get used to this at-home stuff. I would kill to be in the studio at this point. But
so since you went back to the studio yesterday, was Kiki in just the most fantastic mood because she got to sleep all morning long without your loud voice in the living room?
I think she was in a better mood yesterday. I think she got to sleep in a little bit more than she usually does instead of getting up now.
Good
morning, darling.
At six right away. So, yeah, so we'll see. We'll see how today goes. If she comes down with a murdery-looking face, then I know that it's better when I'm in the studio. So.
She's got a revolver, and she spun the chamber, and every morning she walks up to Brock and click.
Just wait for that day. Waiting
one of the mornings, it's gonna happen.
I'm surprised it happens yet. I don't know how many spots are in that chamber. We'll have to figure it out. But all right, folks, let's get to it. We got your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Sorry, I usually say it twice, don't I? And I didn't there. Yes. I was like, come on, Hunter. Honor Credit Union.
Could be part of it.
There we go. We nailed it. Well, Pearl Jam have found a way to revive their canceled audiovisual event for their new album. The Gigaton listening experience was supposed to have been shown in theaters March 25th. Well, starting tomorrow. Oh, I'm sorry. Actually, today. This story was written yesterday. Starting today, it will be available for free for a week to all Apple TV app users. After that, it will be available to rent or buy. The band says the album songs have been, quote, enhanced with a choice set of visual curated and created by Evolve, the filmmaker and artist behind the music video for Dance of the Clairvoyants. So it's a full show to go along with the music. So check it out. Free for Apple TV app users. Otherwise, you can rent it after the fact.
Huh.
Cool. I like it.
I like everything about it, but the name Gigaton. I'm not a big fan of that.
You don't like the name?
Nah, it's just like, hey, we got gigs. It's Gigaton. I don't know. I think
Gigaton is an actual word, though.
Yeah. It just sounds amateurish to me. Hey, like yes. We got a gig.
It coming from the guy on the Plan B Morning Show.
Right.
You realize what you do, right? Oh, I love it. All right. Well, check it out for you. It's going to be great. Pearl Jam bringing you some more great music. That's your rock news.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1989, Tom Petty released his first solo album, Full Moon Fever. It had five singles from the album, most notably Free Fallin' was the most, the one that, it had a lot of great ones, but Free Fallin' by far was the biggest hit on there. So remember when...
That song's going to be around for trillions of years.
Dude.
It's never going to go away.
All sorts of Tom Petty songs. Well, it also had I Won't Back Down and Running Down a Dream. You're So Bad is one of my favorites. But yeah, Free Fallin' is one of those ones, man. I mean, think about it. It was in Jerry Maguire. The song was released in 89. Jerry Maguire was, what, 96? And I mean, it was just huge at that point. So anyway,
free falling,
yeah, free. I always say free balling because it's
me too. It reminds me for some reason of Young Life. Did you guys have Young Life in Wisconsin?
We had stuff like that, like the Awanis or whatever it was. Yeah. Did you guys sing that?
Oh yeah, yeah. We'd all get together and sing. It was always like a fun, cool activity. You know. And then we'd talk about church and Jesus, and then we'd sing a little bit. It was always like a lot of fun, like cool stuff, and then they'd sneak a sermon in there, you know?
That's how they get you.
That's how they get you.
All right. Well, there you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter on Rock 107 WIRX.
All righty. Good morning. 6:50, Brock, Hunter.
Gaps. They were on the prowl yesterday. I didn't see anybody pulled over, but I got a porch that I like to sit out on, and I saw plenty of them.
Wish they'd arrest you.
I think they're trying. They were just swarming my house. Like, he's going to do something. He's going to do something.
Beat the hell out of you with their nightsticks. That's what I want to see.
Is it normal to have a SWAT truck outside of your house like 3 days out of the week?
It just says, FBI van on the outside. A terrible job hiding themselves.
It went from FBI to free electric bikes. I think they're trying to bait me, man.
They're trying to bait you in there. They knew it. They knew you were going to take the bait. No, it just says random stuff you don't need. Ooh, that's got Hunter's attention.
No, wait. Not today, cops. Not today.
A nice try. Nice try.
Oh, man.
Then they go away. don't forget, if you love the Plan B Morning Show, you need to check out the best of the Plan B Morning Show. That's right. Every weekday, 3 to 7 p.m. You get us in the morning, and then you got to deal with us in the afternoon. How great is that? It's the best of the Plan B Morning Show. It's not better. It's really just more. And, of course, it's brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden, your best buds in the business, now offering curbside service.
Does that fall under cruel and unusual?
I think so.
Us all day is...
It's basically torture. We're torturing you all day long with some great music in between.
It's like you're getting waterboarded with the radio.
Make it stop. I'll say anything. I'll do whatever you want. Just make it stop. Oh, God. So check it out. The best of the Plan B Morning Show every weekday, 3 to 7, brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden. All right, we're going to be back with Useless Trivia. Stick around.
The Plan B Morning Show presents Useless Trivia. Answer Useless Trivia by calling 925-WIRX now.
Okie dokie, here we go. Did you say it this time?
I said okay then. I was close.
You were wrong. What an idiot. You're so stupid. Anyway, it is time for your Useless Trivia. Don't forget to go to WIRX Facebook page right now to get in on it. Your Useless Trivia for today. It's Arbor Day. Happy Arbor Day. Go out, plant a tree. Arbor Day. Your useless trivia. I like this one. This is a fun one. In what year did the Spanish village of Montenegro hold the first documented arbor plantation festival in the world? In what year did the Spanish village of Montenegro hold the first documented arbor plantation festival in the world? Was it A, 1594, B, 1694, or C, 1794? Comment.
That is correct.
That is correct. The Spanish Armada. Anyway, go to the WIRX Facebook page right now. Find the Useless Trivia post. One lucky winner will be randomly selected with the correct answer, of course, and win themselves a gift certificate to Nola Roo. It's Arbor Day. In what year did the Spanish village of Montenegro hold the first documented arbor plantation festival in the world? A, 1594, B, 1694, or C, 1794. Go to our Facebook page, comment on the post. One lucky winner will be selected. It could be you, but you got to do it now. So get to it. We'll be back in a few with your useless trivia answer and winner.